Got a great video on Atomic Habits, the book. It's actually part two. Make sure you stick around for that. Be right back. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So this is part two of James Clear's book. It is called Atomic Habits. This here is going to be kind of covering, you know, some of, you know, the key points that we didn't cover in video one. So if you didn't watch that one, make sure you go back and you'll see what I'm talking about. All the stuff I just rambled on about, you'll see what I'm talking about in video one. So anyways, enough rambling, enough said. Let's just jump right into this bad boy. All right. One quote from the author that is important is habits are not a finish line to cross. They are a lifestyle to be lived. It's important because so many articles, blog posts, and like YouTube videos are about quick hacks, so to speak. However, habits, they're not really something you can do quickly and then boom, you know what I mean? You just reap all the rewards. Your life is perfect and everything is great. Life really doesn't work that way, right? So one of the principles that he discusses is getting 1% better every single day. If you remember the video that we did about, was it compound interest? We talked about how it kind of builds wealth over time, how it, you know, the longer you just kind of let it go, the more wealth that it creates. So getting 1% better per day is kind of that same principle. If you work to improve yourself just one tiny percent per day, over time, you're going to improve a bunch and you're going to notice a huge difference in your life and what it is you're trying to do. Think of it as kind of like an exercise. So, you know, you're not going to immediately see all these results, but as you stay kind of consistent over time, you're going to start to really notice those results. It's important to keep in mind, too, that this 1% isn't just like this unending, you know, upwards trajectory. He discusses what he calls the plateau of latent potential. This happens when you find yourself struggling to build a new habit or getting rid of a bad one, right? So you'll have to eventually cross this plateau. However, when you finally break through the plateau of latent potential, that's typically where people will call it an overnight success. Now, there can unfortunately be kind of a flip side to this. If you get 1% worse per day, it has kind of this cumulative negative effect, so to speak. Think of it as if you only eat junk food, spend money foolishly, all that kind of stuff. Over time, this is gonna add up and kick your butt. This is not gonna be a good thing. So think of habits, they're kind of like the fuel for these changes. If you want better results, then forget about setting goals. Focus more on setting up your system instead. He also says something along the lines of, you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall basically to the level of your systems. Maybe this is why so many people fail at like diets and learning new languages and learning the guitar and all that kind of stuff. And remember what Yoda said about trying, do or do not, there is no try. That's what Yoda said, right? So anyways, if you look at it, kind of this is like temporary and you give yourself an out, then you're only trying to see if it works, then you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. You know what I mean? On the other hand, if you are kind of a healthy person that eats healthily, yeah, that's a word, then, you know, it's probably not a fad or something that you're trying. It's basically who you are. So this kind of brings us to how habits shape your identity. He refers to this as the three layers of behavior change, right? So these are kind of a change in your outcomes, a change in your process, or a change in your identity. He breaks this down as outcomes are about what you get. Processes are about what you do. Identity is about what you believe. For example, let's, I don't know, pick a habit that's very tough to stop. For me, it'd be like, what, cigar smoking? Nah, I'm not good at that. But anyways, let's just say smoking for people like cigarettes, right? And that are, you know, destroying their lungs. So let's just say smoking's a bad habit that they want to overcome, right? So the outcome is kind of based on, you know, I want to quit. You know, I want to quit smoking. The process would be based on, I'm going to to cut back half a pack each day, and then I guess identity would be something kind of like based on is I don't smoke anymore. I do not smoke. So that's kind of like the little three steps that he talks about there, and how you word things to yourself can also make a really big difference. Someone offers you a cigarette, you know, per se, you could say, I shouldn't. I'm trying to quit, versus you just say, no thanks, I don't smoke. You know, the latter is identity based. Another concept that he discusses is called habit stacking. This is where you identify a current habit that you already do each day and kind of stack this new behavior kind of on top of it, so to speak. The habit stacking formula is basically, you know, after current habit, I will have, you know, this new habit here. He states that these two most common cues are time and location. One example of this could be if you're building a morning routine, and as kind of we discussed in the Miracle Morning video, if you guys watch that and gals watch that. So you could decide something along the lines of, I will ride my exercise bike at 6 a.m. at my office, and then I will deep breathe or meditate, you know, shortly thereafter. Once our habits kind of become automatic, we stop paying attention to what we're actually doing. This is a good thing to know, because many habits we have are keeping us from making improvements, and we don't even see them because, you know, they're, I guess what, automatic, right? He states that the process of behavior change always starts with awareness. You need to be aware of your habits before you actually can change them, right? One thing that may help with this is journaling, right? So remember the journaling, we called it, I think, scribing in the last video or the video before last. So anyways, you guys can look that up and see that I'm not just, you know, just completely rambling. If you're watching the videos, you'll know what I'm talking about, scribing versus journaling. All right, so anyways, you know, doing this kind of this time study to see where you spend all of your time, you know, during the day, you could use journaling to kind of help that out. And it allows you also to kind of pay attention to your environment. This can have effects on your habits as well. If you have cookies in the cabinet, right, and you grab a few without even thinking about it, if you have maybe fruit in the drawer and in the refrigerator, right? So yeah, you would want fruit in the drawer of your refrigerator, right? It'd be kind of weird if you just had fruit in your house and all these different drawers, it'd be kind of weird, right? But anyways, you get the idea. If you had a drawer in your refrigerator and you had fruit in there, that you may actually start to grab that as a healthy snack versus something that's bad for you. So that'd be one good way to help with your habits. Think about this too. If you think of some habit that you want to start, make a list of all the habits that are kind of associated with that habit, ones that you do kind of in the direction of the habit that you want and the habits that you will end up having that, you know, kind of pull you away from the habit that you're trying to actually get and that you actually want. If you want to be healthier and your habit is to eat healthy foods, make a list of what you currently eat now. And, you know, like what's in your pantry, what's in your fridge, what do you drink? Are you drinking water? Are you drinking soda? Are you drinking juice? You have to kind of call out your old habits to realize that they're there and that you're gonna have to change those to reach this new habit that you want. For a behavioral change, we have to kind of make habits that we wanna change, make them kind of look unattractive, so that way you can get this new habit. So peeps, to summarize, strive to improve just like 1% per day. Do this by developing habits, just kind of like a little bit at a time and removing those old bad habits. Remember that you're gonna hit plateaus, but just keep working and you're gonna bust right through them. Work to make these good habits based on your identity, not just something that you're trying to do. Also remember to point out that, you know, bad habits, so the bad habits themselves are no longer kind of hiding in the background like some kind of malware in your brain, so to speak. So make sure you're honest with yourself and you point out these bad habits. Now tell me, what is some of the major takeaways that you got from this video? What are you going to implement? What bad habits do you have that you feel that maybe you need to address? What are some habits that you're actually going to start building? I'd love to hear your thoughts. And also, you know, let me know too what other topics or what other books and all that kind of stuff that you want us to cover in future videos right there in the comments below. So love you. God bless you. Hopefully you're staying sane in this crazy world out there. A lot of crazy stuff going on, but something tells me it's probably going to end probably the day after the election. What do you think? I think it's some crazy times indeed. God bless you. Love you. I'll catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet. host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch you all in the next one.